Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Hi, I just entered one of your drawings and I just wanted to make sure everything was legitimate.
Okay, so would you like for me to make sure you got an account?
Excuse me?
So yes, ma'am, would you like for me to make sure that the account went through?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that this number was valid and I ordered for the Walmart KitchenAid drawing.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And, excuse me?
Oh, now I'm listening.
Yeah, I just ordered that. I picked the KitchenAid, so I guess I want it. I don't understand it. Or I'm entered into a drawing. I didn't understand. Did I win it, or am I entered into a drawing to win it from Walmart?
Okay, so let me try to pull up the account. What's your zip code?
61761.
Your first and last name?
Nancy Seafelt. I just did it, hon.
All right, well, an account is pulling up. What's your full shipping address?
20 Duane Drive, Normal, Illinois, 61761.
Yes, ma'am. So one moment while I review the account. It's still loading up here. One moment.
So was that a $2.95 charge to enter it or just the shipping?
Okay, so yeah, I show here where you did. It's a sweepstakes entry for our KitchenAid.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I'm kind of hard of hearing.
Yes, ma'am. So I show that yes, you have entered this is our sweepstakes to win our KitchenAid. So you did pay the shipping and handling, and the winners are announced at the end of the month. I know it just started, so the winner was not for November. So the winners are going to be announced at the end of the month. And if you do win, it's going to get shipped out to you. That's why you paid the shipping and handling costs.
Okay, so that was a, again, $2.95, correct?
Okay, so I'm showing here it was $5.74.
Okay, well, I was supposed to get 25% off shipping or something like that, so.
Okay, so I know the original price of it is $7.95, but I know if you do use like a certain card, it'll drop it down to the 574. So I know typically it is 796.
Okay, so is this company Walmart or is this another company?
Okay, so I know I don't represent, I'm not Walmart. So I know I'm just a third party call center. We have like multiple companies, but I know it's not Walmart, so it is with a third party. But you do, it is a legitimate sweepstakes to win the cookware.
Excuse me?
I said I know it is it's legitimate. I mean, if you do win, it is shipped out. You'll see receive an email notification via the Nancy S New 13 at gmail.com. So if you do win, you'll receive that email notification and it also will be shipped out to you.
Okay, but this is a third-party call center, and you don't,
I'm
it's
not
not,
Walmart.
okay. The sweepstakes, is it a Walmart sweepstakes, or is it another?
I know. I just only can verify, my. I know I'm not with Walmart, so.
Okay, what I'm asking you is what company is sponsoring this? What is a third-party company?
So yes, ma'am. I know Walmart does advertising,
Okay.
and yeah, it's handled with the sweepstakes, the consumer sweepstakes.
And that is the name of the company?
Yes, and you will receive the kick, the cookware, if you are elected one of the winners, and it will you'll get a notification that you won via your email address, and then it will be shipped out to you.
Okay. And then if I am not the winner, do I get the $5.95 back?
No, ma'am. See, what happened is a safety net that does fall in. Well, you'll still receive like a $125 voucher that'll be sent via your same email that we do have, and you can use that voucher at our discounted shopping store, and it's like not a coupon because the voucher covers save your charges, like $60. You put the voucher in and it pays for the item, and we do have like thousands of different gadgets. So if you do win, the cookware is shipped out. So if you do win, the cookware is shipped out. If you we do have a safety net that if you don't win, one, you'll still be in the running, to still win the cookware, and then also you'll receive a $125 voucher.
The voucher is good for what place?
Yes, ma'am. You use the voucher at our discounted shopping store. And then if you do, you get the voucher, everything is going to be listed in the email that you would need, the website, and how it works and everything.
Okay. So it's a discount. What's the name of the place that I'll get the voucher from?
Yes, ma'am. So if you do win, if you don't win, the voucher is going to be emailed out to you, and everything will be listed on that voucher and also the website as well.
Okay. And it's for what? Discount?
The discount shopping store where you can purchase different items with the voucher to pay for it. And the website and everything will be listed on the email whenever you receive it with the link attached to it.
Okay. So the drawing will be today's the 30th, so it'll be tomorrow, technically.
Right.
Okay, so then just look for this. And then, like you said, if I don't win, then I get a voucher for what?
For $125.
And that, is that going to cost me more for shipping it, or is that covered with the $5.95?
Okay, so the voucher is just going to be sent via your email that you can use. So it's just going to be sent out like a coupon. It's sent via your email that you can put it in when you're at the end of the shopping, into the website, into placing your order, trying to check out. You put the voucher in, and therefore it pays and cover whatever item that you have selected or items that you selected.
Okay.
But everything will be explained in that email. If that is the case.
Well, that's what I was trying to find out, is if that $5.95 is going to cover the additional shipping and handling.
So if you place the order on the website?
Yeah.
See, at that point, the $5.99 is for your sweepstakes. The voucher is something totally separate. That is only a safety net if you don't win. And then the voucher, that's something totally separate. And it'll be listed in the email that you receive the voucher, where you can go shopping on the website. So it's not going to, you're paying the charge now for the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid. It's something totally separate from your voucher, that if that is even the case, because now we're just hypothetically talking. If that is the case, then you'll receive the voucher, and it'll be explained, and you can go on a discount. You can use it. It'll explain it.
Okay. And I'm sorry, honey, where are you located at in the United States? Statewide?
Okay, I'm located in Tennessee.
Okay.
But we're open 24/7. We're open 24/7, 7 days a week.
And I can reach you at this phone number.
Not me directly, but you can reach customer support, yes.
Okay. So this is not an Indonesian scam, is what I'm getting at.
Right. We're open 24/7, 7 days a week. You can call the customer support number, and we have we'll be able to reach a customer support agent.
Okay, so the sweepstakes is licensed and bonded, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support.
Hold on a second. Can I ask you to do me a favor?
What is it?
It's really easy. It's real simple. I would like for you to look up the American Pain and Disability Foundation on the internet. It is a 501c3 charitable organization that is helping pain patients find doctors, helping children obtain, you know, with cancer or burns, or right now we're taking on Johns Hopkins University because they're making children go through chemo and radiation and terminal cancer, and they're not giving them adequate pain care. So if you would just look up the American Pain and Disability Foundation, that's all I'm asking.
Okay.
And check it out. You know, if you like our work, let us know.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds fair?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then you have a very Merry Christmas.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.